From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska, this is the Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sides on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you are listening to The Side Vibe here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as DogWorksRadio.com. Make sure you find us over on social media. Just search for Dog Works Radio, and you can find us on iTunes as well under that same banner, Dog Works Radio. If you like what you hear, please give us a comment and rate us on there. It helps with our rankings and helps us to get noticed out there. So calling in from the Hudson Valley of New York is the host of The Side Vibe. Her name is Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
Hi, Robert. It's going really well. How's it going there in Alaska?
It is going well. We have about a foot of snow on the ground, and it is looking good.
Oh, that's nice. Talk about perfect weather for a Christmas show. Now, we don't have that kind of weather here, but we are chilly, and we are expecting snow overnight. I don't think we'll get a foot, but I know the Huskies and I were looking forward to it. And
excellent.
I wish I had jingle bells for today's show, but I do have my digital fireplace roaring on my computer to my left, so that'll be in a photo that we'll be putting up on our Five Sides Facebook page. And, you know, 'tis the season, and before I introduce today's special guest, I have a wonderful personal announcement to make, an early Christmas gift for our family, and the Five Sides now have a new little Hugh brother, and I'm a first-time grandparent to a healthy baby boy named Cody Thomas, who was born on December 1st, and we're just so thrilled, and what a wonderful way to welcome in the Christmas season, and we're very excited about that. Robert, I know you're a grandparent as well.
I am, and I want to say congratulations. It is a very special time when that first little one is born, and boy, you're in for a real treat.
We are, and it was a lot of fun because he is a week old today, and we introduced him to the Five Sides today, so we had a little fun doing that, and of course, I took some photos, so I'll be sharing that, you know, with my Five Sides blog readers and Facebook fans and also fans of our show here. But it was a lot of fun, and Harley was more interested in the baby sock. But, you know, they really took to him really well, and two of them gave him a kiss, and he actually smiled. So it was very sweet, very sweet. And, of course, you know, I'll be talking about at a later date about introducing, you know, a new baby into a household with Huskies. And, you know, we've been gradually doing it, getting the Huskies ready for the baby's arrival. So that was a real lot of fun today, but we're just going to have so much fun with them. So I'm really thrilled. Now, today we are catching up with Sherry Mamache Balarjan, and she's the forever foster mom to Buddy the Christmas Husky of the Facebook fame. And Robert, if you remember, the last we chatted with her on the show was our very first Christmas episode back in 2012. And to recap Buddy's story, he was an abused and abandoned, barely recognizable as a Siberian Husky dog that was wandering the streets in an Arkansas town. And on a snowy Christmas day, he was sick, shot, full of mange, injured. He wandered out into traffic, and the sound of the blaring horns caught the attention of Geneva Ryan, who lived nearby, and she went out to see what was going on. And none of the other cars stopped to help the poor dog, but Geneva walked right out and rescued him, welcoming him into her home, and through a wonderful online community who came to her call, known as Team Buddy. Buddy found love and a new home to call his own, states away in Georgia with his new Mama Shay. And our listeners, if they're not familiar with the beginnings of his story, they can tune into our episode from 2012 right on the DogWorksRadio.com website here, and that's DogWorksRadio.com/the-side-vibe, and they can scroll through the shows and look for that December 2012 show. And today, Buddy looks so handsome, and he's a very happy husky boy whose story really gives inspiration and hope to other abandoned dogs, not just during the holidays, but all year long. And hi, Shari. I want to welcome you back to the Sci-Vibe.
Well, hi, Dorothy. It's just wonderful to be here with you.
Now, the last you were on our show, we brought the story of Buddy and his journey from being abused and an abandoned dog. And as we said, he was rescued on Christmas Day by Geneva. And, you know, through the help of this wonderful community that, you know, we've really come to know online, they helped not only to raise funds to help with the urgent care that Buddy needed, but also they helped find you. And now we flash forward 4 years, and Buddy is a superstar in his own right with so many friends and fans from all over the world who love and really care about your rescued Buddy. How does that make you feel, and what does that mean to you and Buddy?
Well, I'm just so overwhelmed at all the love and support that people have not only shown to Buddy, but to me personally, and all the other special needs pups that come into our home. It's like we have this huge family that was brought together through our love for Buddy.
And Robert, I have to tell you, Buddy's almost at 20,000 fans over on Facebook page. So when we're talking about a well-loved husky across the globe, it just really attests to it that each time that you keep getting more and more people. So that's really wonderful. And I know they're all, you know, rooting for Buddy. And I'm curious, do you stay in touch with his wonderful rescuer, Geneva? What does she think of Buddy today?
I do still talk to Geneva, not as much as I would like to. Her husband has been very ill, and so she has a lot going on. Plus, she has tried to help some other dogs in need and cats. So she, you know, really loves animals and wants to help as much as she can. But she absolutely fell in love with Buddy from the moment she saw him. And she, like myself, is so grateful to everyone that follows and donates to make sure Buddy receives the best medical care available. And we both want him to have just a long, happy life.
Absolutely. Now, Buddy gets frequent vet checkups to stay on top of some of his ongoing issues, like lymphoma. And I know that just recently you posted on Facebook as well that he has some other health concerns and issues. Can you kind of bring us up to date on what Buddy's health is today and where he's at?
Well, Buddy was diagnosed with lymphoma back probably in 2012. It was, you know, right when we first started getting him over the Demodex and the different issues and found out he had been shot and, you know, he had just been so badly abused. So when they did some tests on him, they found out that he had lymphoma, and their hopes were just to keep his lymphocyte counts steady and low enough that he could live, you know, a relatively normal, long lifespan. Well, Buddy has shocked everyone by his lymphocyte count not only staying steady, but it just has gone down. It just plummeted. And now we still, you know, kind of go up and down a little, but nothing that we really have to be concerned about. He has just been a miracle. But now he's having some issues with his liver. He's been on liver medication for a while now, but this last visit they did a liver test, and his enzymes have all of a sudden gone up. So we have to go back and have an ultrasound done on Monday to see what's going on with that. We know that he has nodules in his liver from the lymphoma, so we're, you know, hoping that's not what's happening. But after Monday, we'll know more about what's going on with Buddy and his health.
Well, we certainly are always thinking of Buddy and hope that that goes well. I mean, he is just such an amazing dog, and we're going to talk a little bit in a little bit about how I actually got to meet Buddy this summer, so I'm very thrilled about that. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about you not only care for Buddy, but you also foster other huskies as well, and many with special needs. What is it about fostering that you enjoy, and how can we encourage others to work with rescues and foster or adopt these beautiful dogs like Buddy?
Well, I have a soft spot in my heart for the rescues with special needs, and it all started from when I took in two puppies that had to be bottle raised, and they were both born with spinal problems. It seems like to me the ones with special needs really appreciate what you do for them. All rescues appreciate it, but the ones that nobody else wants seem to be the ones that give me the most love in return. But rescues and fosters – they can't do without and without having people behind them and people supporting them and helping them do well. But if it weren't for fosters trying to help the rescues out, the rescues wouldn't be here.
I totally admire folks who help these dogs. And, you know, a lot of times people aren't in a position to adopt, and they always wonder how else they can, you know, help. And fostering is such a wonderful way to, you know, not only be introduced to a certain breed of a dog or be able to help a dog, but get a dog ready for a forever home. So it's just really a wonderful thing. Now, one of your fosters, Nala, who became fast friends with Buddy, was adopted by one of the members of Team Buddy, Susan, from Massachusetts. And you embarked upon a road trip from Georgia up the East Coast to meet Susan and introduce Nala to her forever mom. And your trip continued up to New York, where we met up at the Parish, which is a pet-friendly restaurant in New Paltz, New York. And together we did a book signing and a meet and greet. And Buddy was every bit the star. I mean, I was thrilled to meet him. He is such a love bug. And, you know, we followed it, of course, with a visit to Paws of Distinction Pet Boutique, where he and Nala received some very special treatment. Tell me a little bit about how that road trip was initially planned.
Well, when I first met Nala, I got a call from a girl that said Nala was in Tennessee. She was actually in Knoxville, and it was one of these, absolutely had to go get her that day type deal. So I took off and went to Knoxville and got Nala. Nala sat up in the back of the truck just like she owned the place, just like Buddy, and was just as happy looking out the window the whole trip home. Well, I knew from that moment on that Nala was just special. So we got her back here, and she settled in with Buddy, with Bentley, you know, just and we also have our foster Zoe here with us, and she settled in with all of them just like, you know, she had known them her whole life, and she was happy to be here. Well, knowing what a special little girl Nala was, she had no health issues, and I knew she just needed the right kind of home to love her and give her a home that she would never have to worry about leaving again. So my first thought was Susan, who was part of our Buddy family, and I started testing the waters with Susan, and I'm like, oh, I think Nala would fit in perfectly there, and she's like, oh, and finally, I kind of broke the ice, and Susan flew down to meet Nala. Well, it was love at first sight. Of course, Nala knew how to make an impression, just like Buddy does on everyone, and the next thing we were talking about was, now, how do we get Nala to Massachusetts? And, of course, in the middle of the summer, you know, it's not the time that you want to be flying dogs back and forth because they go in the cargo. So we decided we'd do a road trip. And at first I said, well, I'll drive so far and you can meet me so far. And then we're like, why not just make a Buddy road trip and go and meet Buddy's friends along the way? Because Buddy absolutely loves to travel and loves to meet his friends. So Susan flew to Charlotte, North Carolina. Buddy, Nala, and I drove to Charlotte, picked Susan up, and then we started on our trip north, stopping along the way to meet Buddy's friends. And Susan made reservations at different hotels along the way for us to stay at, so we would have time to make it a leisurely trip and meet people. And, of course, we ended up in New York with you.
Ta-da!
And we really enjoyed it, and we really would love to do that again.
Oh, I would love to do it again, too. That would be so much fun, and I just know everyone would enjoy it. I mean, we had people, Robert, that came from surrounding states. One gal, Holly, she drove over 5 hours with her two huskies and her dad. I mean, we had a husky, a rescue from New Jersey. They came up, and, you know, they visited. It was quite an event.
And it was not the best of weather either, because it was probably the hottest day you've ever had in New York.
It was the hottest day. Robert, we hit 101 that day, and our host, Matt Sweeney from the Parish, was amazing. He opened up his restaurant for the Huskies to come into the air condition. So I had recently posted a video that folks can check it out both on Buddy's page and over on Five Side Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews, and it's on YouTube, and it's about Buddy's visit to the Hudson Valley, and it ends with the four huskies laying on the cool floor inside the Parish restaurant. I mean, It was a wonderful sight. It really was. And it's not a sight, Robert, that you see often here. You know, there in Alaska, it's probably a very common sight. But it was quite a thrill for a lot of people that day. Now,
I bet. You know, up here, I was just going to say, that sounds like a real party with all you guys.
Oh, it was, right, Sherry?
Oh, we had a great time. And it was so wonderful to meet everyone. You know, animal lovers and especially husky people, you can't say anything but they're the best in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, my friend's grandson, Carter, he came and he was so excited about meeting the Christmas husky. He was the first one there and he waited. And when Buddy came, they became instant friends and he walked him around and made sure he had water and that he stayed cool. And, you know, I fell in love with both of them. And I was trying to figure out how to get Buddy and Nal in my Jeep without, you know, Sherry or Susan noticing, but that wasn't going to happen. Now, Sherry, how did obviously they enjoyed their road trip and their hotel stays, and I know you have dubbed them with the hashtag the Traveling Huskies, and you know, you've said that they both really truly love traveling, which is wonderful. And when Buddy first entered the parish, there was a definite excitement in the air. And as I said, there were so many people waiting to see him. And, you know, Buddy, who was once so abused, he was shot, he was abandoned. I mean, he had no reason to trust people. And here is this wonderful, happy husky now welcoming the attention and really loves people and loves the attention. Tell us about how Buddy is meeting new folks and why you think he is now not only trusts humans, but really truly enjoys our company.
Well, Buddy totally amazed me with his change in demeanor so soon after he came to Georgia. It's like he instinctively knew we wanted to help and love him and never doubted that he would be treated the way he should have been treated all along. And Buddy not only enjoys interacting with people now, but he expects, which I know you saw,
mm-hmm.
he expects everyone just to be overjoyed to see him and want all of his kisses that he gives to everyone so freely.
It's true. When I first met him, I've got an instant kiss, and that was actually captured by a friend of mine who was photographing the event. And he is just such a love bug. He really is. And, you know, he's a wonderful testimony to, you know, people actually going out there and really rescuing a dog because they're so forgiving. And Buddy is a wonderful example for everything that he went through. Just to be with him, it's just such joy. And, you know, I hope more people do really consider, you know, fostering and adopting, you know, dogs that are in shelters because the love that they give back is tenfold. And a lot of that's a tribute to you too, Sherry, because you're a fantastic mom. So, you know, Buddy knows where he has it good. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're talking with Buddy the Christmas Husky's Mama Shay, Sherry Belairjean, and you can follow Buddy and Mama Shay on their Facebook page of Buddy the Christmas Husky, and he's also on Twitter at Christmas Husky and the number one. To purchase Buddy's book, Buddy the Christmas Husky, A True Holiday Miracle, which we're going to talk about in a minute, you can go to the online store at www.arctichouse, that's A-R-C-T-I-C, housepublishing.com, and there are links to PayPal and Amazon.com where the book is also available. And for a limited time, Mama Shay is automatically including a special I Love My Siberian Husky Red Drink Koozie with each book order received by December 15th. When purchasing from Amazon, I'd just like to remind everybody to please be sure the seller is listed as Arctic House Publishing to be sure you have a new authentic copy. A portion of sales benefits Buddy through Sherry's Buddy's Buddies Fund for his ongoing health care through the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine. Links to these sites are also listed on our show's website under this show at dogworksradio.com/the-side-vibe.com. And we'll also be up in the soon on a blog post over on my fivesides.blogspot.com and, of course, over on our Five Sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page. So Buddy is so inspirational, as are his journeys. Sherry, what is his and your overall message to folks, not just for the holiday season, but always when it comes to seeing an injured or abandoned pet?
Well, Buddy and I both really hope that by getting his story out, that will save other pets in need. Instead of people blowing their horn and swerving around an injured animal or an animal that looks like Buddy, you know, he did not look anything like a pet or like anything you would want to crawl in your vehicle. But we're hoping that when they see another animal like that, they'll remember Buddy and stop to see what they can do or what help they can provide, or at least call someone to help him.
Excellent. Now, fundraising continues to help Buddy. And for folks who are not familiar with fostering dogs, can you tell us how fundraising helps?
Well, it's essential. You know, without fundraising, there's no way rescues, fosters, anyone could help the animals in need. It's very expensive to make sure even a healthy animal is taken care of properly. And most people that, you know, are animal parents know that just the vetting, the food, the monthly heartworm flea, tick, meds, et cetera, it all adds up and it's expensive. But when you take a special needs animal such as Buddy, it, you know, it can break someone. There's no way a single person can do this. And there's no way that rescues can help dogs or fosters can help dogs without the help. Just Monday, we're anticipating Buddy's visit with his ultrasound and such to be at least $800. And that's one visit. That's not the follow-up afterwards, et cetera, because just an ultrasound is $400. So there's no way I could do for Buddy what he has to have done without all of his friends that are donating to help with his care and that love him so much.
And there's quite a few fundraisers right now, too, that folks can check out because there's different ways of raising funds for Buddy. Of course, there's the book that we mentioned, Buddy's book. You also have a T-shirt that one of the members of Team Buddy is raising funds for. And the T-shirts folks can order through the 16th, if I remember right. It's a cool T-shirt. It says, "Keep calm," with a husky paw print. And it says, "Husky in charge," as we all who have huskies know. They are, of course, in charge. We just merely live in their homes. That's one way. That's another way. And also, there's direct fundraising as well, right, Sherry? I think, and I read something fantastic on the page that there's a family that wants to match all donations. Can you just explain that a little bit for folks?
Well, we have anticipated his visit on Monday to be $800. So a family has been so gracious to say that anything up to the $400 that they will match, so that the $400 that people donate will automatically turn into the $800 that will get his $800 visit taken care of.
Ah, that's wonderful. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, Robert, you and I have talked about the online community, and, you know, you can hear both ends, but I have to say, within the pet world, it is such a wonderful, caring community that these people come forth and truly help these rescue dogs and, you know, and foster dogs. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing, and, you know, and we do have social media to thank for that, because a lot of these people we wouldn't even really know, right, Sherry?
Oh, exactly, and it's like a big family. I really feel like they're all part of our family.
Now, how does Buddy feel about starring in his own book?
And you've met Buddy, so you know. Buddy knows how special he is, and
he
loves
really
people
does.
Making your books.
Robert, I have to tell you, if you were to meet Buddy, he has this aura about him. It's you know, it's almost regal. It's as though, like, a prince just walked into the room. He's like, "Yeah,
right.
I'm Buddy. I'm here." So I can only imagine what he thinks, Sherry, of his own book.
Well, and he gives you that toothless smile because he has no teeth, and he gives you that big toothless smile, and it's like, well, you know, I expect nothing less than a book, and, you know, I think he's secretly hoping there's going to be a movie about him soon.
You know, I wish so. And if anyone out there is a producer and they want to come approach Sherry and I about, you know, maybe rights to the book, we're open to it, right, Sherry?
Oh, for sure.
Now, my wish for Buddy is that the book does become a bestseller. So, you know, I really would love to make a large contribution for the book toward his care and that of others, you know, in your Buddy's Fund, which is when Buddy's health care is up to date, you then take the funds to help other dogs in need at UGA. So what does this book mean to you, and what would you like to say to all those who purchased one and to those who are thinking about buying a Buddy book?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for choosing Buddy to be the subject of one of your wonderful books. And
Thank you.
And I'm so thankful that to everyone that's bought his book, and I hope that, you know, long after Buddy and I are no longer around, that the book is still here and making a difference in people and animals' lives.
Yeah, and that's what we hope. I mean, he is a symbol. He's a symbol of hope, and I too hope it carries on. And I'd love to ask our listeners who have the book and enjoy the book to please hop over to Amazon.com and leave a positive review. The more positive reviews, the more visible Buddy's book becomes, and that in turn helps me to help Buddy. So just again, be sure the listing is at Arctic House Publishing, because I went on the other day, and Robert, I don't know if you've ever checked things with your book, but I went on and someone who must have obtained a Buddy book has it up there for $99. And I'm like, well, I'm flattered. It would be nice if they sold it and then donated the money to Buddy's care. But it's really important that folks do check that it is Arctic House Publishing. So I also understand Buddy has a wish list on Amazon this Christmas. And can you tell us what's on his list and how folks can see it?
Well, Buddy's wish list mainly contains things that Buddy needs. It had his liver medication on it, which after Monday that may change. But it has, you know, his everyday needs. He uses coconut oil as a supplement, fish oil. He has all of his just daily needs. Plus, we have toys because some people just really enjoy giving Buddy a toy. And everyone loves to see the videos when he opens his gifts because Buddy enjoys even the paper and the box as much as he enjoys the gift. And they can find Buddy's wish list just by going to Amazon and under wish list, searching for Buddy the Christmas Husky. If you do a general search on Amazon, of course, it brings up his book. But if you do a search for under the wish list, it'll be Buddy the Christmas Husky.
That's wonderful. Now, Robert, I know we have about 3 minutes, and before I wrap it up, is there anything you wanted to ask Sherry about Buddy?
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of background on Buddy? How old is he? I know you mentioned at the top that how long has he been with you, maybe some websites, that sort of stuff, right before we close?
Well, Buddy actually got to Georgia on January the 6th, and that would have been 2012. He was found on Christmas Day of 2011. We really don't have a clue how old Buddy is, because when Buddy was found, most of his teeth were gone. The ones that were still there were broken off and such, and that's usually the way they tell a dog's age. And with all of his health issues, being shot, having lymphoma, you know, being totally hairless and covered with Demodex and such, you really couldn't tell if he was a young, old, or what dog. So, you know, we have guesstimates everywhere from 8 years old to 15 years old. So nobody really knows Buddy's age.
Right.
His website is mainly they do it through Facebook, which is Buddy the Christmas Husky on Facebook. And Sherry, you have a GoFundMe as well for him, right?
Yes, we have a it's a YouCaring account.
A YouCaring, okay, and that's listed right on his page as well.
It is, and then we also did the PayPal Me account where people can directly donate to the PayPal as a friend and family, and they don't take out any fees for that.
And Robert, excellent. I just also want to mention, if anyone wants to, read a little bit more about him, Buddy, I have a story about his trip that came up here and a little bit about him in the Hudson Valley Paw Print magazine. And people can find that, I believe it's Hudson Valley Paw Print. .com is where they can go to, and they will find a digital online. And if folks would like to get a hard copy, they can contact them and they can get a hard copy. Now, Sherry,
excellent.
It's been such a pleasure having you back on the show, and I hope we get to meet up with you and Buddy again this year. And my wish for Buddy is continued good health and that Santa Paws brings him everything on his wish list. And I know for sure he has the best gift ever, and that's an amazing, wonderful, forever foster mom in you. And I really thank you for coming back on, and give him a big, big hug from us here.
Oh, I will. And thank you all both so much for having us on. And congratulations on the grandbaby.
Thank you.
And both of you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. You too. And on behalf of Robert and I, I'd like to wish all of our listeners and readers a very joyous and safe holiday season. And we'll see you all next year.
Yes, Merry Christmas to all you guys. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.